The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. That is a great way to remember us. Talk lines are open on this terrific Tuesday. Well, not so terrific. Coming back after a three-day holiday, I tell you. That's got to be the hardest time. Hardest day. What's the hardest day? The day after a three-day holiday or a vacation. That's just always the worst. 991fmtalk.com is our website if you'd like to log on and check out some things today, including some podcasts that are out there. And, of course, you can always email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Love getting your emails, even over the holidays. That always keeps me in touch. I like to think that you're still thinking about what's going on. And that's what I wanted to talk about. What's going on? And what we do to use our time better. So as I was driving in this morning, there's somebody who's trying to make it last a little bit longer, out doing their morning walk. Nice. That's great to see. And then I see somebody else. And then I see two other people along the walking path. So I was like, wow, there's another person. Five people out just, you know, on this one street that I go along, out walking, and nobody had a headset on, which was kind of disappointing. I know it's a time to clear your head, go out, breathe the fresh air. It's absolutely gorgeous this morning. This would be a morning to walk. And just kind of look at nature, look at what's going on. But most of us have smartphones nowadays. And most of us usually have our smartphone on us. They've pretty much educated us to the point that we don't go anywhere without our smartphone. They have these things called podcasts. And there are some great podcasts out there. We don't have time to, in the middle of the night, catch the shows that we want to watch or listen to the shows that we want to listen to. So check out a podcast every now and then. Laura Ingraham, Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, Megan Barth. Everybody's got a podcast nowadays. Even me. You can podcast the show if you miss the show. This is the way to just keep in mind what other people's opinions are, keep up to date on what's going on. You're at work, you can't listen. You're fussing over the kids, you can't listen. This is the way you can do it. Catch up on that me time when you're taking that walk, when you're taking that bike ride, even when you're exercising on, you know, the stair climber, or do they have stair climbers anymore? No, I don't think so. The Bowflex or the treadmill or that ultra expensive one, Peloton. The Clark County school superintendent had to just have an expense to the school district, which I thought was quite funny. Whatever you can do to keep in touch. People are putting together groups now, which I think is absolutely fantastic. Actually, happy September. We're into September now, so that means the first Friday group is going to be meeting this Friday. Talk politics, talk people. Sometimes we get wrapped up in people and we throw their all behind them, but we don't really know who they are. That's why you have that thing called instinct. So Just a thought for today. Just a way for you to keep in touch and know what's going on. Find out about a group that you might not know about or a person you might not know about. I like all the secondary characters at Fox, because we are the home of Fox News. Gotta love that. I can actually listen to a newscast and not go, what? Because of the way that they do their reporting. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. And 2020 is going to be huge for us. So we have to start paying attention now to what's going on. I mean, you heard Fox News. They were just talking about the trade wars with China. China has been raking us over the coals forever. And I think it's comical that just because we're trying to make it so they can't steal from us anymore, take our money, and then turn around and spend that money by buying up our country, having their own port, you know, so things don't have to go through customs. This is just comical. So they're going to go to, what was that, the UN trade group or whatever, you know, for that fair trade? Really? They're going that far. You know Trump is doing his job. They need us way more than we need them. What do they give? What do they bring to us? Cheap goods. It's a communist country. They treat their people horribly. Yet we're supposed to give in and just, you know, throw money at them? No. Everybody keeps complaining about the farmers. Well, I want to hear from some local farmers and hear how it's affecting you, because a lot of these family farms that we remember growing up, they're not family farms anymore. A lot of them here in Nevada are because, well, we're Nevada. We take care of each other. But a lot of those family farms out there are owned by corporations that aren't American corporations. So just think about that. When we used to have to think about the local picture, you know, your kids going to school, making sure that they're safe, making sure that, you know, dinner was on the table and everybody was sitting around eating. That's not the world today. Now we are a world. We're a global economy. We have to pass everything through the UN. We have to, you know, make sure that everybody in every other country is safe and secure before we take care of our own. Pretty much a fact of that when you see Ilhan Omar saying that the UN needs to control the border crisis. No. The UN doesn't need to be doing anything on U.S. soil. Why we have UN vehicles being railroaded all across the country is just beyond me. But the United States of America and the citizens of this state, of this country, need to take care of the border crisis. We have done more for every other country out there than is imaginable. And what do? They keep coming back for more. more and more and more and more and more. It's time to start cutting people off. It's time to start sticking to a budget. It's time to start making sure that U.S. veterans have a place to go, have a place to stay, to sleep at night and feel safe and feel gratitude from a country that they served. All U.S. veterans. Remember, they go to war and they go and they put their lives on the line for a commander-in-chief at his whim. What those generals are doing. You know, I hated to see Mattis go, but now that the truth is coming out, you know, of course, because he's got a book. Another book I'm not going to buy. Because Trump wants us out of Syria. Trump wants us out of these countries that we're babysitting, that we're, you know, I understand it. You've got to have a certain amount of troops there to keep the peace, but it's just incredible how much of our money, your money, my money, because there is no such thing as government money, is spent on making sure that other countries are healthy and happy and have the technology that they need to keep the lights on. And do you notice it all comes back to money? It just kind of all boils back to that. And it's all a big political game. A political game that starts right here at home. Because it's the mayors and the city council people and the state senators and the state assembly people, the Washoe County commissioners, that want to move on to bigger things. Oh, well, you know, I have people's backing, so I'm going to run for Congress now, or I'm going to run for Senate. All these aspirations of just spending your money. So that's what I say. Check out a podcast every once in a while. Might open your eyes to some other things that are going on, not just here at home, but everywhere. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. We're all the same. And that's the same phone number, too, at 884-9910. Email me at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Boy, it's hard getting back to work after a nice long holiday. But we'll do it together on KKFT. For everywhere in Northern Nevada, that's pretty much it. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. It's funny, I just heard something we were playing. How financially secure are you? Really think about that. Things are going good right now. And I keep trying to tell people, perception is everything. And in my opinion, from what I hear, and this, again, is just my opinion, we are in a bubble. And we're on a tipping point. We're kind of trying to balance everything out. You know, picture a big platform on top of a ball. We're all just kind of sitting there and moving to this corner to make it, you know, so we don't go over the edge. We're going to go over an edge here at some point. And it's going to be in my future. I'm not predicting out, you know, the kids' future, the grandkids' future. No, in our future, we're going to hit that tipping point if you listen to the experts. Because a mindset has gotten into the university system. It has gotten into the high school education system. It's gotten into K through 12. Let's just put it that way. It's all a K through 12. Even the way that kindergartens are being run nowadays. And it's not healthy for a stable republic, put it that way. Not democracy, a stable republic. What this country was founded on, to make sure that people are taking care of themselves. The government should not be taking care of us. The government should not be taking care of us. We went through a Great Depression. And out of that came programs that we have to take care of everybody. We have to take care of everybody. And then you got on these trough-style programs now that the more kids you have, the more you get. The less hours you work, the more you get. If you don't work at all and you have kids, then the more you get. Could you imagine what this country would be like? Talk about the land of milk and honey. If we weren't, well, I'll just say it, perpetuating wars, conflicts, in the name of other countries because we need something over here. You know, with technology today, we don't need bases in every single country out there. It's all up there in the sky. It's all by our satellites and our technology. So why do we continue to do it? Loyalties. You keep giving the people in charge, the politicians, what they need to make them happy. And then they slap each other on the backs and say, you know, yeah, we're with you. We've got you. I saw a great cartoon, an absolutely great cartoon. I have a subscription just to this one group, and I keep it actually just for the fact of the cartoons that they put out because I absolutely love them. Absolutely love them. And every once in a while, I'll put one on my Facebook page because it just makes a very poignant statement. So if you want to follow him too, it's Breaking Patriot News. Today's cartoon is actually Joe Biden sitting there with a little baby Democrat on his lap, and it's Uncle Joe Biden's war stories. And he says, "This is the God's truth. My word as a Biden. When I was vice president, Captain Kirk asked me to go to Vulcan and pin a silver star on Luke Skywalker." Little baby's eyes are like, what? But the one I'm actually referring to is a mullah turning to his people saying, "Death to America." Death to America, bringing up the chant. And then turning and handing a bouquet of roses to President Trump saying, "We love America. Thank you for everything." Trump's little thought bubble is, does he think I'm Obama? It's priceless. Because that is the truth. We have had presidents that have just bowed down and given America away. And now it's time for us to start fighting back and bringing it back home. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. We are the home of Fox News for very good reason. Talk about telling it like it is and keeping it straight. It's KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I don't know. I don't really go for the gin and juice, but, you know, yeah, beer's good. Oktoberfest coming up. Remember, September is actually when Oktoberfest is held. September 21st, actually, if you're on your way to Germany or anything like that. 99.1 FM Talk and also 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, whatever you want to talk about today. But I do have a tendency to go back to my Second Amendment rights because I don't think people are fully understanding what's going on as I wear my little sparkle shirt with crisscross revolvers. If you talk to any Second Amendment supporter, I mean, true supporter, you will know that it's not about the gun itself. You know, there are people who would never even have an AK-47 or an AR or, you know, one of the multitude of designs that they have out now. Handgun's fine for them, or a shotgun. Revolver. When you talk to a Second Amendment supporter, what it is the right. Because all of these anti-gun, anti-bullet, anti... It's about control. It's all about control. Remember negotiating with your parents when you were younger? It's all about control. But on the Second Amendment, it's about protection as well. And the people who are, all right, I'll just say it, Biden. But there is no... Well, gosh, I can't say that because people were screaming that about Trump, too. I think it was George Clooney that is on tape saying that there's no way in hell Donald Trump is going to be president. So that's what I'm thinking in my mind is there's no way in hell that Joe Biden would become president because now he wants to ban all magazines. What? So if you have a semi-automatic, you get one bullet. That's it. You know, you put that in there and that's it. For God's sake, don't anybody tell him that shotguns can hold multiple bullets. Multiple cartridges, because, you know, that's what he's all about, shotguns. All anybody needs is a shotgun. But now the man in his capacity wants to just ban all magazines. I've never heard a stupider thing come out of anybody's mouth. And I have listened to politicians for a long time. I'll get to a challenge between Alyssa Milano and Ted Cruz in just a minute, which I think is going to be just comical. KKFT, talk lines are 884-9910. Let's go to those talk lines and talk to Lindell this morning. Did I get that right, Lindell?
You did. You did. Thank you.
Woohoo!
Well, a lot of people don't. Anyway, I just want to get a word out that in Minden, we're having 250 homes built on Muller Lane by Park Cattle Company. And we actually can't, there is no way that we can take care of 250 homes here. With wow. all of our services and things, we're just not prepared for it. But anyway, it has been passed, but they're going to reconsider the vote because there were some people who weren't there for the vote. And tomorrow at 5:30, they're going to have a meeting of the board of directors at the CVIC hall. And Thursday, they're going to have a meeting at 1 o'clock with the county commissioners at the old courthouse. And I think it's really, really important for those that, you know, that care about the growth here, that I think that everybody who can should go and hear what they have to say, because I think a lot of it was done behind closed doors.
Imagine that, Lindell. Imagine yeah. that. We see that more and more. And usually when people know that there's a project that probably won't fly with the residents. Lindell, would you please put that in an email and send it to me? Because I would really like to also announce that tomorrow and Thursday so people are on top of it. And if they're not listening right now, that we can catch them at another time at monica@991fmtalk.com. Because it's okay, things like that that are...
Monica?
Monica. M-O-N-I-C-A mm-hmm. at... 991fmtalk.com. Because it's things like that that you are very, you know, we say it tongue in cheek that, you know, probably done behind closed doors or, you know, at somebody else's whim. I hate to say this, Lindell, but that's how they do it nowadays.
And
even if it were,
of course.
Yeah, of course. But even if they do it in an open forum, they are getting county commissioners and they are getting city officials and town officials to actually change, you know, future plans. We've got our 2020 plans in place. We've got our 2040 plans in place. But they go in and with the, I don't know, intimidation, manipulation, they have officials changing these plans that people have been all set with and okay with to help the developers in some of these areas.
And that's exactly what they done. You know, they done it without people, you know, the board of directors all being there. And so now they're going to reconsider because the vote was 3-2 to okay this change in the, you know, in the plans. So,
you know, I don't know. For my opinion, I think anytime you have a change in plans like that, you need to have a consensus.
I think so too. Why couldn't they vote on that? You know,
yeah,
we voted them into office. Why can't they ask for a vote on that if they want to change things?
Yeah, exactly. That's you're getting me started, Lindell. Please send me that information. And once again, and what are the times?
5:30 tomorrow at CVIC Hall. And that's the board of directors, and 1 o'clock on Thursday for the county commissioners.
Okay, and these are the people that are supposed to be voting for you with you in mind. So, this is something. Even don't like the 1 o'clock meetings. That's just people are working. You know, we're trying to pay for these things that they keep coming up with, but. It's that important if you want to see the community that you moved in for a specific reason of the open air, the open spaces, the rural lifestyle. Guess what? It's not going to be that way. You know, Linda, what I don't get is here we have, you know, a housing crisis or an affordable housing crisis here in the north up here in Reno. And then where there is all this space, but it's not really needed. The developers keep going and building in your area.
Well, they do. And I think you brought a point up probably a few months ago that if they go in if a developer goes in and develops a piece of land, now Park Cattle Company owns the land, but it wasn't developed. And if they go in and develop that land and they pay, you know, so much, like $10 million, and 5 or 6 years later they sell it for $20 million, they don't have to pay the taxes on that. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and a lot of those developments, too, if you build 250 homes, where are the 250 families that are going to buy them? So do they sit empty now and deteriorate? Are they actually pulling in property tax money?
Well, they'll pull in some property tax money, but I think it's going to be affordable housing, and we don't have enough jobs down here to accommodate 6,000. You might say 6,000 people in 250 homes. I don't know. We can't even afford to fix our streets.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they accommodate the traffic back and forth.
State's working on that. They're looking at that odometer reading and, you know, we'll start getting more money for the roads and all that stuff on your back, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. On the taxpayers. And so... Yeah, I just think it's so important that people, you know, pay attention to this, and if they don't like it, you know, they go there and they have a voice.
Say something. So. Lindell, thank you so much for that information because, it's not being spread out in the news or anything like that. There's a surprise for you. So send me that, and I will make sure that I keep announcing it as well. Bruce on the line right now at 884-9910. Bruce, what would you like to talk about?
Well, two things, Monica. I heard what you were saying about Joe Biden, how stupid politicians can be when it comes to the Second Amendment. Recently, AOC, the congressman from New York, was quoted as saying, "Show me in the Bible where it says you have a God-given right to own a gun." I think when we ask politicians just how stupid they can get, they take it as a challenge.
I think they do. I think they do, Bruce. Most certainly.
What was the other thing? I'm not sure if it's a competition between them about who can say the dumbest thing, but that seems to be the state of things. And the other thing I wanted to comment about was the affordable housing. Anytime I hear a politician use the term affordable housing, it all automatically turns on a red light to me. Affordable housing for who? Are we talking about your constituents, or are you talking about moving in some illegals again? Seems to be.
Yeah.
Affordable housing is targeting a certain segment that usually vote a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Just my
well,
opinion.
Bruce.
But that's my observation so far.
As my good friend Ken Gray, you know, said the other day, we do not have a housing crisis because if we had a housing crisis, how can all of these illegals, you know, all of a sudden be absorbed into our country and have housing? You know, it goes back to the homeless issue that there are other things. There are rooms. There are places available. These people just want to be homeless. And affordable housing? I was driving by a billboard with my husband the other day, and I looked at him, and I just had to wonder. It said, you know, affordable homes starting at just low 300,000s. And I'm like, what? When was affordable the low 300,000s? I remember, I hate to sound like my parents way back when or my grandparents, but I remember when, you know, it was advertised starting in the low 100,000s. So we've come a long way, most definitely.
Yes, we have.
So, well, Bruce, thank you so much.
We have a citizens advisory board that fields public comment to the county commissioners. If there's a member of the public that wants to attend and make their opinions known, That's always available to them.
How do they find out about the Citizens Advisory Board, Bruce?
Well, you can go to Washoe County and look under government, and they have a complete listing of all the government entities in Washoe County. And they have I happen to be a member of the Spanish Springs Citizens Advisory Board. However, each community, there's a Lemon Valley, there's a Spanish Springs, there's several of these boards that are open to the public, where public comment is one of the first items on the agenda.
And that's what you have to get your grievances out there. And I hope they listen to you, Bruce, because they're not listening to the public comment when people actually come to their meetings. So I got to let you go. I got to take a quick break.
Sure.
And take another call. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, also on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Walt this morning. Hi, Walt. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to clear up something of the lady that called in earlier about 250 homes that were going to be built by Park Holding. She's off by a factor of 10. They want to build 2,500 homes. What the mix is in terms of class will be low income housing and like that. But I think it's going to be, if we got 2,500 homes, we're going to have at least 5,000 people more, if not counting kids. We have other things
right
to take into consideration. The stuff that they need in order to survive, like water, sewer, schools, roads.
Schools, yep.
The locals, yeah, and the sheriff's office.
Because who's going to be... Go ahead, Walt.
Right. I was just going to add that the current limit on building homes in Douglas County is 66. So if we were to look at the master plan and see all the things that are planned out, we're going to be maybe, 50, 60, 70 years building all those homes. So I'm against it. I hope that people of Douglas County come up and attend the both of those meetings and voice their concerns. I'm sure it's going to be an issue in the coming election. Both of them.
And that's a big thing, Walt, is people have to start speaking up now. I don't even know why we have these master plans and these outlooks even put into place. They really seem like a waste of time since I'm even going against myself here now. I'm so upset. Elected representatives don't seem to pay attention to them as soon as somebody comes up and says, we want to build 2,500 homes. What's the deal?
Well, the deal here is it's even more convoluted than that. Park Holdings put in conservation, a 1,140 acres down in TRE, Tahoe Ranch Estates. And they thought they would just be able to lift up that 1,140 acres and pluck it down there in by Muller Parkway. There's been an issue going on with this for 6 or 7 years now, all about Muller Parkway. Park Cattle and Douglas County supposedly had come into an agreement to widen that road. One wanted it X number wide, and the other one wanted X plus number wide. So that was never really settled out. Without that being settled out, the 250 homes are probably going to kind of have a tough time going here, I hope.
Yeah, because that's something that others don't think about as well, and that's the infrastructure. We'll just put that on the taxpayers later on down the line and let them worry about it. Walt, thank you so much for clearing that up. 2,500 homes, not 250. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that for Douglas County. Thanks, Walt. I appreciate the call and the clarification there. KKFT, home of Fox News. So let's take a Fox News break. And always getting it started with the business report out there. Times are looking pretty good right now, but are you prepared for the future if a bubble bursts? KKFT, it's 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.